This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Just past 12:30 on this Thursday afternoon, we're going to have an FBM KLCI update courtesy of our math genius, Arvind Yuvraj.
Yeah, so FBM KLCI is down by 0.14% by 1,548 points. Active stocks include RGB International, Berhad, Shidlung Holdings, and M-Touch Technologies. The ringgit is at 4.08 against the US dollar.
Thanks very much for that, Arv. Of course, we are asking you that question. Are you satisfied with your postal delivery services here in Malaysia? You can let us know via WhatsApp if you're interested, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're over at BFM Radio. Quick message from WhatsApp.
Yeah, so Joe sent in a WhatsApp message saying, yes, maybe they can have those ratings for the postmen to improve their services, because it's sad that a few bad apples are ruining their image. I think that's a very good idea, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Because we rate basically every gig economy players, right? Yeah. Your Airbnb host, your Grab delivery, your Food Panda delivery. Yeah. Almost every gig economy platform has some ratings for the individual that serves you.
Interesting that you say that, actually. When I got in my cab yesterday, the guy who was driving me is a Grab driver and a former Uber driver. And we were talking about the gig economy and rating services and one thing or another. And we were talking about it. And he said, the one thing that I really liked about Uber that Grab do not do is that they allow me to rate you. You know, I can rate you as a passenger. Mm-hmm. And he said, sometimes I have passengers who are truly awful. Mm. And I can't do anything about that. Mm. I can't rate them, you know. And he said, wouldn't it be nice if some of the other services allowed us to rate the customer back?
Oh, yeah. Vice versa, right?
Yeah.
The other one, Eugene Sang, says, Post Malaysia has been specifically very unreliable for him. He's lost a couple of mails before, delayed deliveries many times. However, there are other postal services in Malaysia that are quite reliable, even though the prices are higher, and most of us would pay for reliability. So, yep, you know, we'll see with this new rate for commercial and registered parcels. We'll see. It's about time, right? So, yeah.
Right. We're going to flip over to Wuhan for a little while. Mm-hmm. Arvind, of course, has his story about... Didn't you have a Wuhan story yesterday as well?
I did. I've been having like Wuhan stories 3 days in a row.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Anything but you want to tell us about, you know...
About it today?
Yeah.
So there is this video that's circulating online from a legit source, by the way. Not one of those videos.
Oh, it's not one of those like WhatsApp messages. This is what's happening in Wuhan.
This is like legit.
This is a real one.
It's a real one. And it's showing a robot named Little Peanut delivering food to patients who are under quarantine in China because of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak. The robot looks like a typical hospital food trolley, like the ones that the nurses will push around to deliver you food. Yeah. So there's a navigation system up top with food trays held in its body, like its torso. It rolls up to the patient's doors and it goes, "Cute Little Peanut is serving food to you now. Enjoy your meal. Aww. If you need anything else, please message the staff on WeChat."
Oh,
yeah. So, you know, just cute, nice little thing that they develop. The location of this video is a 16-story hotel that's being used as a quarantine zone for passengers that were on a flight to Hangzhou from Singapore. And according to Reuters, 2 out of the 335 people on the plane were found with a fever, which is why the need for the full quarantine. Wow. So they are being held there. And... because the problem with the virus is that it spreads extremely quickly from person to person. Then there's even the belief that it can spread during the incubation period, which makes it 10 times harder to detect and stop, which is why they've sort of employed multiple Little Peanuts on each floor of this hotel to bring food to the quarantine people, basically to reduce human-to-human contact as much as possible.
Mm. You know, it's a devastating thing to see a virus like this, on the rise, and it's every time these things happen, it's more lethal than the previous one.
Yeah.
I think this is comes from the coronavirus family itself. That's why they don't really have a name for this, from what I've understand, which is very similar to what SARS did years ago, right? And we saw the impact that SARS had. And now I think it's we've learned at least a little bit on how to deal. And I think this is a really cute story in the sense of how how, you know, you've got little robots coming in, but then also using technology itself, because everyone would have their mobile phones, everyone's connected, you know, with some form of, you know, WeChat or some other messaging platform, using WeChat to, you know, then communicate with you know, the nurses, or, you know, with I guess, you know, if you need any kind of emergency needs, using WeChat to do that, using robots to send in their food to minimize the human to human interaction, and at least, you know, some of these robots, we've spoken about this before, they even have like an emotional connection to it as well, which you know, I'm sure in the next coming years they will be as good as probably, you know, the best that you could imagine right now, where they would come in with you know, an enthusiastic voice and, you know, cheer you up,
like, because a personality,
it's difficult, right? So imagine, you know, if you took a flight and you know, as soon as you landed, you discovered that someone in your plane, or, you know, you yourself picked up something, because it's by no means anyone's fault here. And you had to be quarantined because that is the law itself. And I'm sure you would be, you know, you would be willing to be even quarantined if you know that there is a possibility that you might be infecting others, right? So you would. It's tough. It's a very tough situation being quarantined in a hotel room that has been now, I guess, cordoned off as a zone itself. It's tough.
It's also a cute story. You know?
It is. It is.
And of all the stories that we're hearing coming out of Wuhan over the last few days, they've all been like the kind of darker side of
doom and gloom.
They've been tragic.
Doom and gloom. Business is down. Travel is down. People are quarantined. You can't go out. You can't do this. Oh, here's little Peanut.
Yeah.
You know,
and then the name itself. The name.
Know?
Yeah.
I love this story. You know, and Arvin, please bring more of these. If you're going to do a Wuhan story tomorrow, please.
More of these kinds of stories.
Yeah.
I love it because we always argue about, you know, like automation and, you know, is it taking away jobs from people and robots and how they might be taking over, how there's, you know, intrusion of data and privacy. But looking at things like this, these are the things that robots can do to sort of literally like save lives. Can you imagine like 20 or 25 years in the future, if there is a potential outbreak and then you have like robots coming in, human to human contact is like cut down, even the medical staff, the doctors, the scanners, the tech that they use in the hospitals, if there's no human to human contact, then you may not even have an outbreak in the first place. It sounds like sci-fi or like fantasy, but with the way they're using robots to sort of, you know, innovative measures, you can contain it better.
Let's take a break. We're going to have some music from U2 with Vertigo, but we are still asking you that question. Of course, you may have read or heard that Post Malaysia will be hiking up their prices just a little bit, the first time in around 10 years. Our question, though, are you satisfied with the postal delivery services here in Malaysia? Yes or no? Why or why not? Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're available at BFM Radio. We have got one more story for you before we wrap up for the day. How Atari wants to build a video game themed hotel. Not just one, but many. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.